This poem celebrates the profound poetic experience. And the whale laughed. Backstroking life through its tempestuous sea, pursuing my self-cause as a timed prophecy, the waters began churning, and I fell overboard from whatever vessel I was. My body pulled under by the tempestuous sea, and I landed in a whale's mouth, not about to get free. It was bottoms up and down the hatch for naive little backstroker me. And I landed in the guts of a whale, a huge, formidable whale. The poetry fish, as it were, had gone and swallowed me. That damned poetry fish, the poetry whale, just reached right out and grabbed me between its jaws amid the turbulence and out of the waters of my own creation. It swallowed me whole. That's when I met Blue Jean Jonas Apocalypse Man. He was trapped there in the guts of the whale. What a guy. He said he'd been there 7 days, but he wasn't counting. He came to the conclusion that once you're in, there is no getting out. Poetry exists in the guts of the whale. So off we went walking around in the guts of the whale. We saw everybody who ever fell in love with the word, word life, the spoken word. We had a lot of company deep in the guts of the whale. The ones we hung with, though, were the blind leading the blind. They were like us, we were like them. They said they were busy throwing pearls, and all of a sudden, a mobbed herd of swine ran over them. They were forced in the waters, got swallowed, and don't think they'll ever get out. They pal around with the nice guys. They always finish last. Why wouldn't they be in the guts of the whale? Poet world, poetry fish, land of extreme metaphors, from which there is no escape. I confided, though, and Blue Jean Jonas Apocalypse Man did too, that we liked the blind guys and the nice guys. They told us valuable information about how to escape the fish. They said, if the whale laughs, there's a chance in the upchuck you'll expel and be free, once again, to swim through the blue-green of brackish degree, the metaphorical waters that rest on the tempestuous sea of words. There's a price on them. And before they were done speaking, the whale laughed.